Hello and welcome to GPTV on the most beautiful Tuesday, the 23rd of April. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Pierre.
And Gary, as we head towards the end of April,
yep,
it just doesn't feel like it's as an energetic market as it was in February or March.
Are you okay? Do I need to worry about you? Are you okay?
No, you're good? I'm good. But, you know, when I'm only doing two or three auctions on a Saturday or a Sunday, I've kind of just got out of first gear. I'm just getting into second gear and it's like, I'm home.
Yep. Do you think maybe you're on the nose as a bit of an auctioneer? Maybe there's others that are popping up around you now, like you know, I don't want to mention anybody, but, you know, some of the other people around, maybe they're getting a few more gigs and
do you know
maybe
what
there's
I
a
am?
Message in there.
I am one of only, I'm only one of seven auctioneers, and they're all fabulous. But, you know, we're also a bigger company now, Gary. So whilst I used to do kind of 80% of the auctions, and then it became 60% of the auctions, and then it became 40% of the auctions, we also got more auctions on.
That's
so well, I'm not sure that I'm on the nose totally.
Although some of the auctions I find just me laughing at your jokes. I'm not quite sure what that's about. But let's just talk
about... That could be a sign.
Exactly right. And when you forget my name, that's going to be a really bad sign. Got to say, it is a bit of an odd month, isn't it, April? And because, Phil, you've got all of these things that are happening that are distracting the market, you know? And I think that...
Like what?
Well, you've got Easter.
Yes,
you've
Easter.
You've got Easter, you've got school holidays. You've got Passover.
Passover.
You've got the end of maybe Ramadan. I don't know if that's a big thing in Caulfield. But you've got those sort of...
Do we do Easter?
Easter. Greek Easter?
Six.
Greek Easter. So I think that's five. I think Greek Easter, Easter, Ramadan finishing, school holidays and Passover.
Anzac Day?
And Anzac Day.
Yep.
I forgot Anzac Day.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's six things that are going on. So I've got to say that it's a month where no wonder people are wandering around, not really knowing what to do. They're getting a bit lost in the streets, Philip, because we need to focus on real estate. You know, and
I think
anything that takes you away from real estate is just a distraction.
The heads of all of these major religions that we've talked about, they really do need to get together in the spirit of doing what is best for the real estate industry.
Yeah, they're quite selfish, aren't they? You know,
I think religion... We could convene a meeting of all the heads of religion where we put where we agree, leave your differences outside. In fact, we could host it here.
Yeah, I think so.
We could say to them, we could meet them on Balaclava Road, we could say, leave your differences outside.
Right.
This is a meeting where we're all going to work in the best interest of the real estate calendar.
I think we could. We could bring in Mustafa, we could bring in Moisha, we could bring in Michael, and we could bring in...
Patrick.
Patrick, you know, we could bring in all the different, you know, Demetrios, we could bring in all the different, you know, religions and ethnicity. What makes this country great, in my opinion,
I agree with it.
I love all the diversity. And bring them all here, Phil, and say, look, whatever you've got going on, whatever's happening anywhere around the world, whatever's happening with cultural differences, personal differences, just park it. Because we've got auctions to sell.
Bring it inside and let's talk together and solve the problem, because real estate is really one of the three biggest topics in Melbourne. If you think about it, what are people interested? Like when you meet somebody in the street, you're going to say to them, oh, nice day.
Weather.
Nice day. There's weather is number. Let's get a little ting. Weather.
Yeah.
So you're going to say, hey, John, nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then you're going to go, how did your footy team go on the weekend?
But it might not be John. Could be Joseph.
Okay.
Could be
whoever
any other name.
It happens to be. Yeah. Just going with John.
Yeah.
So we've said, hi, John, nice day. Weather, ting. Yeah. How'd your footy team go on the weekend?
Carlton played well.
Football too, ting.
Yep.
And then the number three thing you're going to say is, did you see the house around the corner, what it made at auction? These are the three biggies.
Yep.
The three biggies. And interesting, Gary, those are the three religions in Melbourne that everybody subscribes to.
It surpasses every other belief, I think, doesn't it, really? It just usurps everything else.
Correct.
That's what Melbourne's about. And, of course, when you get months like... April, they sort of throw a bit of the spanner on the works, and you know, you've got real estate agents wandering around aimlessly on the street, you know, almost getting hit by trams and endangering their own lives, Phil, because they're just a bit lost in April. It's a month where people are. I worry about people.
Well,
in April.
You know, Gary, I've been getting home on a Saturday and a Sunday relatively early, and I've got to tell you, it's really interesting.
Mm.
I don't know how the average person has a weekend every weekend.
Well, it's why I think we've remained married as long as we have, because we're just not there that often. I think it's a secret. The secret to a good marriage is
absenteeism.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Get a job in real estate.
Get a job in real estate. Your wife will never see you. Your husband will never see you. And every time you meet up, it's like you've just met for the first time. It's like, oh, I remember you. We dated all those years ago and had some fun. And yeah. Anyway, okay. let's move on.
Let's talk about this month and this weekend that we've just had because it was a busy weekend.
Yep.
We did have a clearance rate, Gary, of 67%.
Yeah, not our best.
Not our best. No. So we've got some work to do this week.
We have.
But the industry was also at 67, so it's not like the industry came around and smacked us in the face.
No, it didn't.
And I mean that in a kind of nice way.
Yes,
not
a safe way.
Not an aggressive way. But we did have some phenomenal results. So whilst our clearance rate was a bit lower than what we would like, we did have some amazing results. And are you going to talk us through? Because there's a property that I auctioned, Gary.
Well, go for it.
In Parkside Street.
Yeah, I know. That was red
hot,
wasn't it?
Here's the thing, viewers. Sometimes value is sometimes in the eye of those that want it.
That's true.
Because we'd done our CMA, comparative market analysis. For a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, single-story villa, circa 20 years old, in lovely and immaculate condition. But not exactly contemporary standards. We had run with a statement of information of 1.2 to 1.32. The reserve was in the range. So we're ticking a lot of boxes here, Gary.
Yep.
There were 5 people that bid for that furiously. Can you look at the camera? Not look down.
No, because
like
I'm seeing the price because you're going to mess it up.
Look at the camera.
I'm going to save
you. So we announced it on the market and it sold for $300,000 over the reserve.
$1,655 was the figure.
$1,655,000.
And before those cynics start saying, you know, talking about quoting prices, and this is the auction system. You know, we don't know what things are going to go for, and something special for somebody.
We have an idea of something's inherent value.
We don't know what it's going to go for.
We don't know what two people under intense competition with a high desire to buy it will pay.
Well, didn't I just say we don't know what it's going to go for? Well, what's the difference?
Well, you kind of said, oh, we don't know what it's going to go for. Like, we've got no idea. Yes,
well,
we do.
Did you have any idea there? Well,
$300,000. And there are these outliers sometimes.
Yeah, we were hundreds of thousands.
So don't make us look on our show look completely stupid.
No, well, don't try to create a story above the story, right? The reality is we don't always know. That's the reality. We go through the system. That's what the auction system's about. And some things go for a premium, and this is one of them.
The underbidder on this property in Parkside was on the phone bidding through his daughter and his son-in-law, and he was from Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
So at these sorts of numbers, he thought that the selling price was just the deposit.
Yeah, that's right. It's it. Well, I was just in Sydney, as you know, Philip, and I got a bit of a round the grounds of what's happening in Australia.
What's happening in Sydney?
And Sydney's still, you know,
strong.
It's also a weird month. You know, they're also finding that they're distracted by religious things and school and all these petty things that don't matter, Phil, when real estate is the most important thing.
We've done this. Keep focused, Gary. What else went really well, Adelaide,
I spoke to one of the principals of Adelaide, a big agency there. Owens Cassilly, and the good group, I'm happy to shout them out. And they said, look, something that was sold maybe 2 years ago for $550, like a villa, now $700. So that stuff's moved. You know, we've seen that move as well here.
Yes.
Brisbane, pretty strong. Depending on areas. And Sydney, of course, still very expensive, but stock is tight.
Yep.
And Melbourne, I think, is probably a little bit softer compared to some of the other places. And that's not surprising, Phil, because the Victorian economy, let's face it, it's been knocked around a little bit.
Gary,
you know?
I'm not going to get political. It's
not politics. It's economics, Philip. I didn't say anything about politics. You're making it political now. I'm just saying that Victoria has been through
Victoria's suffering, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, maybe. Maybe I'm saying it. Phil, that was one of the results, and I'm glad that you just launched in excitedly.
Shout out to the politicians that watch this show, and we know some of you do.
Oh, they love it.
Here's the thing. Basic economics. If you get the economy working well, people will naturally buy and sell more because when people are feeling good about their jobs, about their businesses, about their prospects, they will buy and sell, and which creates stamp duty. And we all know governments are addicted to stamp duty. So get the economics right? This is not political. This is not me having a crack at anybody, but get the economics to the state right and
everyone wins.
Everybody wins.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. As they say, oh, by the way, talking about music and songs, have a great concert at the Palais on Saturday night called Songs from the Thew Canyon, or Laurel Canyon in the 70s when all the hippies got together, or the 60s, all the hippies got together.
Yep.
Got to watch out for this crew. They are fantastic, put together by Rick Chazen, who's the producer. And
Full House, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. Yep. And Chusky Gwenda. Yep. I don't know if you know that young, talented man, but anyway, watch out for them. Songs from the Thew Canyon, it was called, Phil, and they do perform every now and then.
Bit
anyway,
of a shout-out.
Yeah, they
songs,
were great.
Say it again?
Songs from the Thew Canyon, I think. Okay. It's T-H-E-W, but it's all like, you know, Neil Young and, you know, a little bit of Carole King. And
so it was
like
a good
that,
time. It was a good,
it
was good it was feeling.
It was
okay.
great.
Tell us more about the weekend,
Darren. I went
Darren.
On my own, Phil. I
Did
do
you?
That often. Yeah, I went up on my own. But
I'm not surprised.
Sat with Peeps Scotty. That's it. It's got no friends, but I went on my own, and it was good fun. Phil, Milton Street, let's talk about that auction, because I auctioned that property, 3 at 48 Milton Street, Elwood. Delightful vendor, but selfish vendor, Phil. Selfish vendors. Stayed there for some 50 years.
Yeah.
And look, you know, I've got to say that as much as you're lovely people, can you not stay in a home so long?
Yep.
Because it's terrible for our industry, really.
Five, Have six, 7 years. It. Enjoy it while you're there, but think of us. I've
Move
got
on.
Expenses. I've got a very expensive car that you keep opening your door into and chipping the side.
Sorry about
it's
that,
killing
Chief.
Me.
Anyway, but look, well done to the vendor. Sold for $540,000, pretty much, you know, just around the top of the range. Delightful buyer there. Great apartment, and thank you to the vendors. But please just sell a bit more regularly. Lewisham Road, Phil, didn't sell, but I want to talk about this apartment, 7 at 27 Lewisham Road, because it's now been priced at $699,000. And this is a terrific, spacious apartment, elevated, Philip, with beautiful natural light, being renovated in Paran.
And Lewisham's a great address.
Great address.
If you're looking for a first home or a downsize, or you're looking for an investment, you cannot go wrong buying something
that
in Lewisham Road.
Is a snap purchase, Phil. 12 Lebrano Street, I think you had the option honours for that.
Sold that for a lovely couple that built this house and then moved into state. We love a job transfer, don't we?
We do.
I mean, as much as we're very happy that you're happy in your house, but if you do get a job transfer,
take it.
Doesn't matter if it's for less money. A change is really good for the entire family.
Exactly.
All of you will grow through your change.
Anywhere in the world. Look, even, you know, if you get transferred to Afghanistan, you might think that's not a great gig, but you never know, you know. You don't know the people there. They
the
might be delightful.
Glass is always half full.
Exactly right. You know, go check
anyway,
it out.
Anyway, we sold that. That was a pass in and negotiate.
Yep. Three,
we had two parties running on that.
3365 Philip, sold nice and compliant within the range. $3,365,000. And well done to Nikki Janover, who does such a great job. And congratulations to the vendors as well. Philip, 143 Hawthorne Road's property. You know, it's unusual to talk about properties that didn't sell, but I'm excited about this because the asking
price. You're excited about a property that didn't sell.
I am, because this is for sale on the 1/8.
I tell you what, if our bank manager is watching this show, the bank manager is going to be going, yep, I think it's time to pull in that loan because I've now got a client that is actually quite happy when he doesn't sell things.
You know what, Phil, I think the bank manager will see that value in that house, might want to buy it himself. But this is a home again, and, you know, to most delightful vendors, but could you please have sold it a little bit more regularly?
How many years?
Been with them, I think, 50 years or
crazy.
Something. They grew up there, you know.
So
again, you know, lovely people, but very selfish of the real estate industry. Look, this house, Philip's going to be now sold in the 1/8. And this is a great house on a good block of land, some 650 square metres, a substantial brick home.
Yes.
That's
good.
An opportunity. Parkside, you've spoken about, Philip, so I don't think we need to talk about that. Ash Grove, congratulations to the vendors of that. And look, don't you love it when you see a buyer, this buyer missed out in Avoca Street, then they missed out in Linlithgow Avenue, and the buyer finally purchased. And, you know, when you see a buyer that missed a few times, you're really, your heart's really with them. I mean, we don't play favourites, of course, because we've got to get the best price
for
our vendor.
Our job is to get the best price.
We have to, Phil. That's what we're employed for. But I was very pleased for this buyer. They're a lovely young couple who managed to buy that property. So
and
well done.
And they've got some auction war stories for when they're sitting around the classic dinner party or the barbecue, where inevitably, after the weather, the football, real estate is spoken about. They can say, yep, I've got a few battle scars from Gary Peer auctions.
Exactly,
but
right.
You were successful.
Live
so
to tell
shout
the story.
Out and congratulations.
A happy ending, Phil, was priced between, we actually repriced it because the interest wasn't that great. We put it 710 to 780. The price is undisclosed. We actually sold for more than the reviewed price under competition.
Good.
So well done, and thanks to the vendor, also owned it for a long time.
Now, we've got a reasonably busy weekend coming up, Gary. How many auctions this weekend?
April,
have you counted them?
We're rounding it out for April. I haven't counted them, but I
will. While you look directly at camera, I'm going to say that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 auctions. If you'd done that and done your homework properly, Gary, this show would be 10 seconds shorter.
I'm sorry. You'll never get that 10 seconds back in your life. It could have just snapped off and gone back on. But look, let's get into it anyway, Philip. Talk about what's going on, because I know there are some beautiful homes. And we've got a couple of special homes to talk about, Phil, that are coming up as well, some feature homes. Should we talk about the feature homes
first? Just get into it, Gary, because okay. The show is now taking far too long.
Okay, triple auction action, Philip, this Saturday morning. We're going to kick off at 10:30 a.m. Actually, it's double auction action because one of those has been postponed. But 3 at 207 Nearham Road, Carnegie, Isley or Samuels.
Gary, and what a great way to start. This is a fabulous home. This is 2 bedrooms and a bathroom and a lock-up garage and a second car space and plenty of wraparound gardens and a timber deck area. That's beautiful.
You and I can have a little sleep in, Phil, because we're not starting until a bit later, but at 10:30, 2 at 524 Hawthorne Road is being auctioned by Jeremy Rosen's Finicky Genova.
Gary, what a beautiful development this. This is on the corner of Gardenvale Road, so it's got a Hawthorne Road address, but it actually fronts Gardenvale. Brand new luxury, 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, courtyard gardens, and it's beautiful.
Double auction action at 11:30. I love the look of this home, Philip, in Belsize Avenue, Carnegie. Leo Samuels auctioning at this one.
What a great address. He's meeting Mark Wynn there. That's 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, plenty of off-street car parking, beautiful garden areas, stunningly renovated throughout. That is a gem.
There wouldn't be, talk about gem, Jem Rosen's is auctioning in St Kilda, Philip, in Bitford Street, and this is a great looking property.
Ben Eisner and John Sweepo, who are going to have auction honours there. That's a beautiful kind of Art Deco style apartment, 2 bedrooms and a bathroom, beautiful renovation throughout, polished timber floorboards, and a communal gorgeous garden.
We joined forces at 12:30, Philip, to auction in this incredible building, which I have fallen a little bit in love with, I've got to say. 62 Hotham Street, we've got apartments 2 and 9. One of those, of course, with an incredible rooftop garden. Tell us about these magnificent old-style apartments.
Well, Gary, we featured this property last week.
Yep.
Incredible building, incredible location, a stunning renovation, 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, a car space, and one of them has the most incredible rooftop terrace. So that is a stunning property. Even if you're not interested in buying, you should come down and have a look at that.
Mark Kirkham is a very busy fellow, Philip. Got plenty of work on at the moment, together with his assistant, Adi, who's doing great stuff. Let's talk about Winalta Road, Carnegie. Leor Samuel back in Carnegie for his 3rd auction of the day.
Gary, what a beautiful property. You've got to love this. This is perfection, I think. 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, another car space in front. Gorgeous garden areas, stunning in size.
Oh, mama. Leor Samuel's going to be busy on Saturday, Philip. He's got 5 auctions and the 4th one is 4 at 25 Oh Mama Road.
Meeting Mark Wynn and Christian DeFries, 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 car space. Beautiful, it's light and it's bright.
We have a selling frenzy of Murrumbina, Philip, on Saturday afternoon. We're going to be at 2:30 with double Murrumbina auction action. Let's talk about 34 Wallace Avenue being handled by Graham Callum.
Together with Oliver Quinn, this is 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking there, Gary. That is a really lovely home on a good parcel of 600 square metres of land.
And the curtain gets brought down at 2:30 with another auction in Murrumbina, Philip, this time in Murrumbina Road. Mark Kirkham is the agent, Leo Samuel, the auctioneer.
Gary, what a great property that is. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, beautiful garden, courtyard areas. That's immaculate. Move straight in.
On Sunday, Philip, we've got not the busiest Sunday for us, 6 auctions, but some great properties. Let's kick off in Nearham Road with Leo Samuel's auction at 11:30 a.m.
Gary, that's a great property. We've sold a lot in this development over the years. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, and a car space or an undercover car space. That's a fabulous property in an incredible location.
We've had good friends live in that building, Philip, and it's been a good one to enjoy. 12:30, we've got double auction action. Philip, you're going to be in Anderson Street. I'm sorry I can't be there, but I'd love to come and see the auction of this terrific apartment.
Selling for Shoalhaven property. Homes. This sets a benchmark in luxury real estate. This is 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, which is so hard to find because most of these properties have single lock-up garages. So this has got everything. As Julian Millman from our projects marketing division says, this is the new luxury home. So I think that's a stunning Stunning Property in Shoalhaven do incredible work.
They do. That's a great standard, isn't it, Phil? And that one is sure to be popular, I would have thought. Phil, I can't come to the auction. I'm going to be in East St Kilda auctioning for Daniel Pier, 4 at 220 Alma Road with Daniel, Arlene and Romy. All
Gary,
there.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom and an undercover car space. That's an affordable entry into that dynamic marketplace.
And I'm sorry, I won't be meeting you at 1:30, Phil. I've got the auction on as I've stolen from you in Hawthorne Road for this fantastic single-level villa, one of two with a lock-up garage.
Doesn't get much better than this. This is one of only two, and it's the rear property, Gary, so you've got all of the convenience of Hawthorne Road without any of the noise. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, tandem, wraparound courtyard gardens. It's been beautifully refreshed throughout. It is a stunning property.
And while I'm there, Phil, you're just going to be across the road, Sycamore Street and Caulfield South, auctioning for Mark Kirkham, this great-looking property.
Gary, this is a great home. This is three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, a lock-up garage, parking in front, beautiful inside and out, and Sycamore is a great location.
And we bring down the curtain at 2:30, Philip, with one of our favourite streets in Caulfield North, Maurice Street, and what a terrific looking property this is.
Gary, this is architect designed by Kurt Popper in the 1950s, 807 square metres of land, that good cubic lines, it's in original but immaculate condition. That is an absolute gem that's been going to be rediscovered by some lucky buyer.
Phil, that's a big wrap for our auctions this weekend. We had a couple of properties to talk about that are special properties that are coming up. They're not this weekend, but I want to talk a bit about this 23 Beach Street, Caulfield South, Phil, because I know that Daniel has been there with Arlene. They've been excited about this, and there's been some good interest in it.
Garrett, you could not find a more beautiful house for the price range. That's a three-bedroom home, or use it as two bedrooms and bigger entertaining areas. One and a half bathrooms. It's been fully renovated throughout, so you've got the white walls and the polished timber floorboards, the stunning kitchen and bathroom. And then the surprise package is the huge back garden. And again, great location.
Yeah, good value in that sort of low towards the mid ones, Phil. Albany Court, we know that to be a fine address, a beautiful street with some great real estate in it. Number four has come onto the market.
Great opportunity, 641 square metres of land, a really good livable, lettable home. So you could move in, you could think about what you might do in the future or just add some more value to that home. But that's a great location in the epicentre of the golden mile of Caulfield North.
And Phil, when you think of Alfred, you think of there's a coffee chain in Los Angeles called Alfred's, which is outstanding.
Yes,
you
never been
of,
there.
You need to get there.
Yep,
you hear of Batman's butler.
Yep.
I think his name was Alfred as well.
Good point.
And then there is also the street in Caulfield, which is Alfred Street, which
runs
is the best of them all.
Hawthorne Road, Gary. This is a fabulous family home. It is ready to move straight into. Four bedrooms and a study, two and a half bathrooms, double lock-up garage, massive back garden that's like a park, seems to go on and on. 729 square metres of land, Gary, and that location off Hawthorne Road between Glen Ara and Glen Huntly would have to be Caulfield's easiest access point. It's a really well-located street and a beautiful home.
Fine family living with excellent entertaining areas, Phil. That is a big wrap on this week's GPTV. I think we'll see you next time. Is it going to be May already? Just about, or the end of it?
No,
end
Gary,
of April,
it'll still be week. April. Yeah.
And then we roll into May, Phil, which is traditionally
busy. And then June, Gary.
Yeah, before you know it, Phil.
July,
before you
August.
Know it, it'll be Christmas, won't it?
Correct.
There you go.
Correct.
But there's plenty of real estate to sell and talk about between now and then, so we look forward to keeping you in the real estate loop. And see you next week. I'm Gary Pier.
Philip Kingston. Have a great week.